on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Just gone 8 on this Thursday night. This is Bumper to Bumper. This is indeed Bumper to Bumper with me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. And we started there with New Order and Temptation. Originally a single back in 1982, that particular version is the 87 version, which was re-recorded for their album Substance, the 12-inch greatest hits album that was re-released and updated just last year. That got to number 29 in the UK charts for the band. We have a smattering of older music. We've got some more modern music and quite a bit of new music on the show tonight. I hope you enjoy it.
And race from this hole she comes home.
Waterfall by the Stone Roses, taken from their self-titled debut album. That was the fourth single to be taken from the album, released back in 1991. That got to number 27 in the UK charts. John Squire, he of the Stone Roses guitar type thing, is just about to release an album of music with Liam Gallagher, that bloke from Oasis, and other bands such as BDI. Anyway, you know who Liam Gallagher is. Rumours that they're going to be playing together at Glastonbury are abound. They've announced some live dates. I've not listened to the song yet, and I probably won't be going to see them live either. There you go, a band I'm not going to go and see live, almost certainly. A band I think I'd like to see live, though, is Low Moon, who we then heard from their forthcoming album, I Wish You Way More Than Luck, which is the third album from the band. That's released on April the 5th. That's brand new single, Water. I do like that a lot. And then going back a bit, Amazons from the album How Will I Know If Heaven Will Find Me. That was the single, How Will I Know, released back in the summer of 2022. Right, it's the second Thursday of February. How are we doing, everybody? I've only done one gig so far this year. Got to work on that. I've got another one coming up later this month. It picks up a bit after that, I think. But yes, if there's any music, if there are any bands I should be going to see, let me know. I need to know about more gigs. You can find me on the socials at Phoenix on Twitter. Be on any other socials, so that's where you would find me.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And Tomorrow Never Knows, taken from the album Revolver, that was released in 1966. Wasn't a single, just a very, very good track that quite obviously influenced many, many, many bands. And before that, my single of the year for 2023. That was the full version of the Joy Formidables, Share My Heat. No more music forthcoming from them at the moment, by the looks of it. I'm sure there must be something coming. They've been recording stuff. I'm waiting to see with Baited Watsits, so to speak. And yes, I did go and see the Joyful Metal live last year, of course.
Yeah. the pine and fall in with our arms. We're gonna do it anyway.
Smattering of new songs for you there. Started with The Last Dinner Party, taken from their brand new album, Prelude to Ecstasy, which was released a few days ago. That is the latest single to be taken from it, The Feminine Urge. I'm sure it's going to be number one when the charts are announced, if they haven't been already. The band are touring at the end of the year. I went to see them at Earth. They then went on to play the Roundhouse. They've moved up to the Hammersmith Apollo. Now, they're playing that on October the 16th. Also playing the Corn Exchange in Cambridge. And have a quick scan through. You've got to go a bit further afield. Norwich might be an all right one. If you want to go and see them in somewhere smaller and more intimate, which are probably the same thing in many ways, than the Hammersmith Apollo. Then we heard brand new music from Past Life Romeo. That's the single Sometime Most Nights, released on the 14th of February. The EP that is going to be taken from is called You Look Just Like Me, and that comes out in April. And then Joe Carnell, he of Melbourne, lead singer of Melbourne, his other band, Good Cop, Bad Cop, the first album was produced by that bloke out of the Arctic Monkeys that isn't the one that sings in the funny slow voice nowadays. I can't remember his name. Matt Helders, that was the one. The first album was produced by him. But this is, I think, a slightly different sound, as I recall, to the first album. I've got the first album, not listened to it for a while. This is a bit more electronic. I like that. Running Away with the Circus is the name of the single. Pretty good it is, too. I like that. Right, bumper to bumper on this Thursday night here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Took you down to